Hey, have you ever tried to do something big, like really big, and then suddenly everything just fell apart? Maybe a school project, a sports team, or even a friendship. It was going great. And then, out of nowhere, it all crumbled. That's kind of what happened in one of the oldest stories in the Bible. A story about a city, a tower, and a lesson in what happens when people try to take control instead of trusting God. This is the story of the Tower of Babel. So after Noah's Ark, humanity had a fresh start. People spread out, had families, and the world started filling up again. But at first, they all had one thing in common: they spoke the same language. Imagine that. Everyone everywhere understanding each other perfectly. And for a while, things were good. People traveled, built new homes, and formed communities. Then, a group of people settled in a place called Shinar, a land with wide open plains, and they had an idea. Now these people? They weren't just interested in farming and family life. No, they wanted to do something else. Protection by living close to each other, walls to keep others out, a tower so they could escape if another flood came, maybe high enough to even reach heaven where God lives. Now, here's the thing. Building a city? Not bad. Working together, that's great, but their reason. That's where the problem was. They weren't building for God, they were building for themselves. This wasn't about faith or trust, it was about pride, about proving they didn't need God. They were saying, "Look at us, look what we can do." And that is never a good place to be. God saw what they were doing. He watched as they stacked the bricks higher, stretching toward the sky. And he knew where this was heading. You see, things always fall apart when people build only for themselves, because when pride takes over, so does selfishness, greed, and arrogance. It's been that way from the beginning. So God made a decision, not to destroy them, not to punish them, but to stop them before things got worse. Imagine this: you're lifting a brick, working with your friend. You say, "Hey, pass me some more mortar." And suddenly, he looks at you like you're speaking nonsense. You repeat yourself, but this time you don't even understand your own words. And it wasn't just you. All around the city, workers were shouting, confused and frustrated, the language they once shared gone. People were trying to give instructions, but no one understood each other. Arguments broke out, work stopped, chaos spread. The Great Tower, it was over. Brick by brick, their dreams crumbled, and soon the people did exactly what they were trying to avoid. They scattered, and that's how the city got its name, Babel. It means confusion, because that's what happens when people trust in themselves instead of God. Things fall apart. But here's the most important part. God wasn't being cruel. He wasn't against them working together, but he knew their pride would only lead them away from him. And he loved them too much to let that happen. So what does this story mean for us? First, be careful of pride. It's easy to think, "I don't need help. I've got this. I can do it my way." But when we build our lives without God, things eventually crumble. It might not be today or tomorrow, but pride always leads to a fall. Second, unity is good, but only when it's built on the right foundation. The people of Babel worked together, but for the wrong reason. Jesus calls us to unity too, but a unity centered on him, not on making a name for ourselves. And finally, trust in God's plan. The people of Babel wanted to control their future, to create security on their own terms, but real security, real peace. That comes from trusting in God, not in our own achievements. Here's the best part. Thousands of years after Babel, God will reverse what happened that day. In his kingdom, when it comes, all the world will have one language. God will restore what is broken. And not just language, the whole world will be restored to the way it was when he created it. You see, through Jesus, God brings people together, not to build a tower, but to build a kingdom. So, what are you building your life on? Your own plans? Your own strength? Or are you trusting in God's?